Good morning, darling. It's just exactly noon on Monday, the third day of June. I was trying so hard to get this thing set up so that you could hear the dogs in the neighborhood howling when the 12 o'clock siren went off. You know, they blow the air raid siren on Mondays at noon. And Shadow was right here on the back stoop, and he's gotten where he sounds almost like a hound dog. He cries and moans, and I was trying to get it set up, but I was all thumbs. I couldn't make it do. It kept slipping out, and I couldn't get it right, so I missed it. I'll have to wait another week, and maybe I can think of it a little bit earlier next time.
Hi, Bubbly. Don't hurt me.
Did you catch it?
Okay. Okay.
Shadow chases the butterflies, doesn't he?
Yeah. I can't. Daddy.
Tell Daddy about playing on the patio, honey.
I'm playing patio.
Ride your what?
Ride my bike. Over.
No.
Burn me, Daddy.
Oh, it's hot today, isn't it?
Burn me.
Did it? Mm-hmm. Tell him what happened last night before you went to bed.
Bed.
Tell him that you and Scooby.
About Scooby.
You and Scooby. Look, baby.
Hi.
Remember? Remember your bath?
Remember?
Bubble bath with Sweetie. Remember?
Remember?
Oh, now. Tell Daddy about it.
Hi, Daddy.
You had such fun.
I had fun. I burned my finger.
Yes, he burned his finger.
A white butterfly.
A white butterfly? Is that what it was?
Yeah. That's a butterfly.
Yesterday afternoon, Evan came over. The children wanted Walter to come and play tetherball on the new patio court. So she said, if you're sure it won't bother you. And I said, well, I frankly am not even going to pay attention to him because I'm just going to stay right on in bed. I had stayed in bed all day Saturday and all yesterday until really late yesterday afternoon. And so she came on over and at just about training union time, about an hour before, she said she had to go home and get the kids dressed for training union. All of her supplies, you know, because they're leaving in a week from Friday. And so I said, well, I've got ham in there, and I've got some of that white cake with the chocolate sauce underneath it that I had baked Thursday night, I guess. David, please sit down. You're going to break your neck in that rocking chair. Sit down. So she says, well, let me go in and fix supper for them then. So that's what she did. I told her there was plenty there for everybody. She fixed supper for them, and then Mark and Bill and Curtinley and Walter got ready and went on over to training union, and Evelyn stayed and cleaned up the kitchen. About that time, Floyd came over bringing back all the things that he had borrowed for his afternoon dinner party that he had again. He's planning to have that thing every month. I had a long talk with him the other day about it because it just doesn't seem to me that it's smart for him to undertake to do all that himself. And several people had asked me who was bearing the expense of it. And I said, well, so far as I knew, he was doing it all so far. And they said, well, they wanted to have a part. So I told him that I thought he was going to lose some of them if he didn't allow them to carry their own weight. And he He appreciated it. I guess fools rush in where angels fear to tread. But anyway, I felt like he needed somebody to talk to him. And I did. And he said, well, he had just been waiting to see what was going to develop. He wanted to continue with them, but first he said, well, there really isn't much expense. I said, now, Floyd, don't tell me that, because I know we have had groups of people and fed them, and you cannot tell me that there is no expense connected with it. And he looked kind of funny. He says, well, I figured it up, and actually $1 a meal would take care of everything for each person. I said, well, that's reasonable enough, and anyone going out to eat would certainly not get a nice meal like they've been having for less than $1 or even $1. So anyway, he had brought back the things. I had been planning to make the coleslaw for him, but Saturday morning I just called him, croaked out that I was not able to do anything, so I let him borrow our little grinder chopper thing, and he made it, and he returned it, everything, with some food too. He said they had a bowl full of, well, they had quite a lot of salad left, and they had plenty of everything. He brought some of the ham and some of the sweet potatoes and some rolls that they had left. And after he left, Evelyn and I were tasting the salad, and I said, you know why there's so much salad left? Because it doesn't taste good. It didn't have any seasoning in it, and it wasn't dressed properly. It didn't have any spicy taste to it at all. It was just bitter. The cabbage was not real sweet, and when you don't have real sweet cabbage, you have to camouflage it with some real spicy vinegar and sweetened vinegar dressing. And anyway, by the time I got through messing with it, it tasted pretty good, and by that time, I was getting real hungry myself. I hadn't eaten anything. So we dimpled around.
I got some pictures of it.
That ain't easy.
I couldn't get any pictures of that, but boy, you could almost see it.
I thought I had the curtains drawn. Yeah. Yep, our line's still working, darling. Isn't it funny? If you got tapes the other day, you probably realized that about the same time you started fooling around with them and cutting in on what was said before, I had done the same thing. Oh, I tell you, two people can't live together as wonderfully as we have for as long as we have and not vibrate on the same frequency. That's what's so wonderful about it. That's what makes it so hard when we vibrate so far apart. Boy, I hope today isn't an indication of what it's going to be like all summer, because it is really a scorcher. It reminds me horribly of Clarksville. Only we didn't bring our air conditioner. But I don't think it will be like this very much. I wonder if my patio out back, no, I don't think that's made any difference, actually, because even around front, the heat just seems to rise up and smite you in the face when you walk out the door. But there's a little breeze starting up again now, and I think it'll begin to cool things off. Yesterday, it got real hot up until about 1 or 1:30, and then the most wonderful breeze came up, and the breeze was actually chilly, but the sun was still real warm, and I went out late, and Evelyn and I did, and sat out on the patio. I pulled off my shoes. I didn't have my shoes and socks on. Anyway, I sat out there barefooted and browned my legs a little bit, my lower limbs, and it was so nice. We are certainly going to enjoy it. Just wish we'd had it earlier. Maybe we wouldn't have appreciated it as much. And as I think back, if we had had it done when we had that money before from our travel money, we would not have had it like this. And it never would have been as satisfactory, I'm sure, because the nature of things, the discoveries we made along, is how the grass wouldn't live if it weren't watered, and if it were watered, we'd have nothing but mud tracked in and all of that. So it's best that we fooled around as long as we did. Little old David gets out there on that tricycle and just kites around. He hasn't quite learned to sit on it and pedal. He can reach it, though, well enough that he can pedal from you know, sort of coast from one foot to the other if somebody helps him a little bit. But he just puts one foot up on the back of it and gives himself a shove with the other foot, and off he goes. He's so cute. He's not going to be a little baby at all anymore when you get back. He's losing his baby look so fast. It just makes me sad, because this is it. I sent you a letter this morning. More and more I realize how fortunate I have been to be able to make these tapes and send to you, because my handwriting is something gruesome. It makes me ashamed to send it even. And I did include some comics from Pogo and Peanuts, and you'll enjoy those. Anywho, I guess you can translate my scratching. But this is so much more satisfactory, because I can just run in whenever I think of something I want to say and punch the button and talk to you. And then when I get tired of talking, I can punch it again and listen to what you said before. And no matter how many times I hear it, it's still new. It even hurts to have to record over it and blot out things you've said, because you always remember to tell me you love me, and I never can hear that too much. Silly, I know. But we love you too, don't we, David? Tell Daddy you love him.
I love you.
Yeah. Did you love Mama a while ago?
I played that. Uh-oh.